Hey everyone, I hope you all are doing great. Happy holidays, we survived. We're doing great and everything is fine, I guess. So I kind of wanted to make this episode a little bit different. There's not going to be any editing. This will be as raw and as real as can be. I really hope you all like this. Simply because also, I thank you all for listening to me so much and for, you know, everything. And the thing is that I'm going to have to step away for a little bit because I got a few jobs and I'm going to need to do all of them, really. I passed my classes. I was so happy. I got an A in my policy class and a B in my anthropology class. And I was just like, oh my god. I was not expecting graduate school to be so difficult, but I mean, I'm glad I went in with an open mind. So, what am I doing right now? Well, literally, I'm waiting in my car to do some financial transactions because this credit union that I'm with only has teller windows, which I'm just like, oh my god, why am I still here? But, you know, sometimes it's hard to move where your money is. So I know some people who've stayed with Wells Fargo even after, like, the giant scandal that arose. Heck, they even got some money from it. And eventually they did leave. So what I do want to talk about now is that I'm not giving up on my dream of being a podcaster or a news anchor or whatever the case may be. I honestly feel like I do have the personality for it, y'all. But I am stepping back a little bit because I am in hustle mode right now. Now, hustle mode for me means that every hour I am trying to earn some money some legal way because, you know, we don't do shady business here. No, ma'am. No, sir. So I got different temp jobs for the holidays because, you know, capitalistic America is very much like that. Regardless, though, you know, unfortunately, money does make the world go round. So what are we going to talk about today? Well, today I really want to talk about if you are in school, if you're at a university and you fall in love and you eventually meet what you consider the love of your life, like how I did. I actually gave him a promise ring last week and I was an emotional mess and everything, honey. Oh my god. I gave him a black stainless steel ring with quote gold because it's not real because, you know, I'm a poor college graduate on a budget. And it was beautiful. And so now what? What comes next after that? Well, in my university, we have family housing. And, you know, being in the state of New Mexico, it is a little bit more liberal than the state of Texas. Granted, obviously, in the cities and even in some public universities, you know, liberal thoughts do flow through and things aren't as bad for gay people. Regardless of that, what do you do when you find the love of your life and you're ready to move in? First, you should really talk about it. Do you really want to move in together? It is a big step. And believe me, honey, I feel terrified right now thinking about it. But the thing is that, you know, we have tried and it really feels that we will make it. In the sense of like, oh, we've talked about many things. We've done many things. The only thing that we haven't done together because of COVID is travel together. And honestly, I'm excited for when the pandemic subsides, the vaccines are in place. You know, I'll probably still be wearing a mask because I honestly feel that now that it's more accepted, that practice should still be kept for its health benefits. But that's just my opinion, honey. I am not a doctor by any means. So, given the fact that I'm not a medical doctor or a legal expert or any of these things, this is all just from my own personal experience, darlings. So, what am I doing for family housing? So family housing, I literally feel that me and my partner are ready to take it up to the next level and literally have a domestic partnership. You have no idea. I never thought, one, at this age, being 22, I would meet anyone that would want to live with me, for one, and two, that actually loves and supports and would be willing to move to a completely new city that he's never been to. Granted, it's only 45 minutes away from El Paso, Las Cruces, but it's one of those things where I'm just like, oh my God, this is really happening. So housing or family housing in a public university, to my understanding, is for anyone who has a family. Literally, we as queer individuals, although in the state of Massachusetts, polyamorous relationships are legally recognized, a family is between two consenting adults currently. So who knows what will happen in the future, but so far, in that case, it's two people who love each other dearly and, you know, for legal, financial, and political reasons, want to be together. So, what do you normally need? Well, you need to sign an affidavit, basically releasing anything that, like, you know, oh, we understand that we're moving together, that we're going to get these certain tax breaks, et cetera, et cetera. Of course, this will vary depending on situations, but it's one of those things where it's, oh my God, we actually get to live. In my case, I'm actually excited. I get to live on campus with practically the love of my life. And we get to share our space and I get to be there with him and it develops a history. Fun fact, if you do live in the dorms, technically that counts in renter history. Technically, it's a very weird loophole, but technically if you live in a dorm, you technically have renter history. I didn't know that. I was just like, oh my God, that's so cool. So moving from that, the reason why I want to talk about this is because, you know, as gay individuals, it can be so difficult, and especially in the state of Texas, which I am in, unfortunately, honey, do not even start with all the things that the state of Texas has done wrong to us, like, oh my God, and to the nation, of the United States of America, and like so many other things that I like, oh my God, okay, I'm not going around on that. The point being, though, is that even though with gay marriage legalization happening, like, we still, like, oh my God, we got married. Now what? Like, well, you don't also need to legally get married. You can become a domestic partnership, which still relatively shares the same rights, liberties, freedoms, and responsibilities as a married couple normally does share. So, what do we get? Well, I am primary of the leaseholder since, Avi, I'm the one going to school concerning that. So, I technically become a head of household in our taxes. And head of household comes with many responsibilities, but as many liberties as well. I would definitely recommend the people who actually assisted me financially. And they have their own podcast too. The Queer Money Podcast. The Debt Free Guys podcast as well. Really amazing people. John is amazing and so is his partner. They're both really great and amazing people. Honestly, if you want to know more about queer finances, look them up. I think they're also technically on Anchor, leading into a small ad, please. Thank you all. So, after coming back from that break, so sorry about that. I was just like, oh no, I need to add it. Really, I do want to thank all of you listening all over the world. My little voice, my little queer voice. And I really want to thank you. And I kind of, like, I am a polyglot, but unfortunately, I don't speak that many languages. But thank you. Merci beaucoup, mon chéris. Muchas gracias a todos que me están escuchando en todo Latinoamérica y en España hasta eso. Muchísimas gracias. Arigato gozaimasu. Sì, ogni molto grazie. I'm sorry, I did the sign for thank you in ASL, which is like almost like blowing a kiss, and I was just like, wait, you can't see that because obviously you're listening to me, lol. Shukran Chansilla, Anna Talib Alfim, thank you all so much again. And I just wanted to say that because honestly, without you all listening to me from anywhere and everywhere, I couldn't have done it. I promise I will learn more languages for all my listeners in different places, in different countries. That's kind of one I want to do that on a completely different note, is that like wherever you all listen, yeah, I want to visit your country. I want to help out gay rights there. Hell yes. Like, yes, queen, honey, yes. Honestly, I would love to go to Manila and just live it up, honestly, in a lot of different places. Surprisingly, fun fact, a place that I studied abroad in, Merida, Yucatan, for them being very liberal, I was very shocked that though, like, gay marriage wasn't acknowledged. I'm like, but y'all are the safest in La República, como, yo no sé por qué. So I thought that was quite interesting on a different note, and I'll probably do an episode about that. But regardless of that, y'all, I do thank you so much for just supporting me, listening to my ads, listening to me. Anywho, continuing. So once you found you technically the love of your life in which you feel that you can create this domestic partnership in, you do have different tax breaks per se, but also different tax responsibilities. To my knowledge, I am not a certified public accountant or an IRS auditor or anything like that. I'm actually very scared of the IRS because one time when I was younger, granted, my identity has been stolen like 20 times already. Like, it doesn't, like, it happens at least once every year. But ever since I was born, like, oh my God, my identity has been such an issue. Like, and then again, maybe that's why I suffer from so many identity crises. Oh my God, I know, dark humor. Regardless of that, y'all, once you find that person and, you know, you establish it, look into your state tax codes, talk with a financial advisor, a CPA, see what is needed. Also, if you are, like me, moving into family housing instead of just, like, you know, a general apartment. Why? Because, for example, my family housing needs an affidavit. On top of the affidavit, it needs three different forms of documentation to show that we have financial interest in one another, as well as legal binding, semi-binding contracts with each other. This can be from a joint bank account, which, you know, that's relatively easy to do. A joint credit card, which is not as easy to do because not many banks are doing a joint credit card. Life insurance on one another. House mortgage, lease, whatever the case may be, together, a lease on a motorized vehicle together. And I barely learned this today because prior to recording this, I had a call from her on my advisor, housing advisor, I guess you would say, or housing director. I'm so sorry that I don't know her title. But regardless, she was like, we needed this to be a year. And I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. Texas is like really anal about that. Like, ba-dumps, again, gay puns. But yeah, no, that's why we never took it out. Like, barely doing this. This is why I'm so sorry. And so basically, now it's kind of like, okay, we'll see what we can do because this is, I am a unique case. I'm normally a unique case to begin with. Anywho. But that's one of the ways in which, you know, you can legally, at least in the United States and at least in the state of New Mexico, as that is where I'm attending school at, you can find family housing relatively economical. That's also another reason. Very safe because obviously I'm on university grounds. And ultimately, I can have one of the most important people in my life there by my side, helping me, inspiring me, and really just being with me as, you know, that's really, I think, the gay agenda is to be treated as equals and find our partners that treat us so great and we treat them so great and we just want to be acknowledged and be treated equal. That's honestly what I feel the gay agenda is. I don't know. I haven't gone to a gay meeting in like so long, honey. I'm just kidding. Regardless, I really hope that this little 10-minute segment has helped you all, made your day a little bit brighter. Happy holidays, whether you celebrate Hanukkah. I know Hanal Pishan passed, so that if you celebrate Yule, if you celebrate Kwanzaa, whatever the case may be, happy holidays. And I will be speaking and recording soon. Again, y'all, thank you. Happy holidays. And thank you for listening to the last of my ads. Really, I am so thankful for all of you. No, I don't make enough to live on my own just off of this or that to begin with. But it really is an inspiration. And for y'all to listen to it, I am so thankful. Thank you. Happy holidays. And be safe.